As the construction of mountain biking and hiking trails continues on Fitzgerald Mountain on the east side of Springdale, there is a preservation effort underway on the property as well. The Shiloh Museum of Ozark History, Heritage Trail Partners, and the Northwest Arkansas Regional Planning Commission are working toward restoring the homestead that once belonged to John Fitzgerald, an early settler of Springdale. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek tells us more about why these groups feel the site is worth saving.
The big white home with the pillared porch on the corner of Old Wire Road and Dodd Avenue is the most noticeable feature of the Fitzgerald property. But local historians agree it's the vine-covered barn nearby that has stood there the longest, as history was made on the road that runs next to it.
So the road we're standing on is called the Old Missouri Road, which is the old road to Missouri. In places it's called the Old Wire Road. And that stood for the telegraph wire. They used this road to put the telegraph up in 1860. And you'll see that kind of interchange name all the way from the Missouri border down to Fayetteville.
That's John McLarty, the president of Heritage Trail Partners, one of the organizations that's working to preserve Fitzgerald Station.
So this was the interstate of that day. So that's why you have so much history happening along this road.
McLarty says the U.S. military established the road in the 1820s.
They were connecting forts along the frontier, so early in the nation. And this road went from St. Louis, Missouri, to Springfield, Missouri, to Fort Smith.
But McLarty adds, before white settlers arrived, it's likely the road had been a Native American footpath. A watershed analysis of the full route shows the road sits right on top of a ridge.
Everything to the east of this road, the water flows generally into the White River, and to the west of this road flows into the Illinois. So, in other words, the military probably didn't just forge this brand new road. It was probably the old trail from the Cato Mounds around St. Louis to the Cato Mounds in around Spiro, Oklahoma. So it was probably the old Indian path because it was the most logical way to get through the Boston Mountains.
In the late 1830s, the road was part of the Trail of Tears as Cherokee Indians were forcibly moved to what is now Oklahoma. McLarty says two detachments made stops at Fitzgerald Station, one in 1837 and the other in 1839.
Some of them actually did commerce. They bought supplies from John Fitzgerald, and we actually have those receipts.
In 2008, the Fitzgerald property became a certified site on the National Park Service's Trail of Tears National Historic Trail. And McLarty says if the U.S. Department of the Interior recognizes the Butterfield Stagecoach route as a historic trail, the property would become a certified site in that respect, too. The stagecoaches ran along Old Wire Road from 1858 to 1861.
And their coaches ran from Tipton, Missouri to San Francisco. Fascinating story. It was about 2,800 miles. It was a government contract, and they did it in 24 days. So when you think about the math, that's over 100 miles per day. And the only way they could do that was to run day and night.
And unlike the home that's there now, McLarty says the barn was used by stagecoach drivers who made a stop at Fitzgerald Station.
We're not exactly sure who built it, but it was used as the Butterfield Stagecoach.
McLarty says the barn was a place to rest or swap out horses and do any maintenance, while passengers went to the inn and tavern that had once been on the site of the White House.
So let's go over here, because you can see, and it's just unique that it's even a stone barn. You know, most barns are made out of wood, but if you look, this is made out of stone, and the better view, if you're going to take pictures, is over from this side if we don't get full of ticks and tiggers.
We make our way through the freshly cut grass to get to the other side of the barn, which McLarty says is one of fewer than 10 structures that are still standing along the Butterfield route.
So this is the south-facing side. It's got the arched entryway and just beautiful stonework that's been there since the 1850s.
The stagecoaches came to a halt as the Civil War broke out. So between 1861 and 1865, McLarty says Old Wire Road and the Fitzgerald property witnessed the movement of countless Union and Confederate troops.
The Battle of Pea Ridge was involved in this road. because the Union Army chased the Confederates out of Springfield, Missouri, and chased them down along this road, actually all the way to Fayetteville.
McLarty says Old Wire Road had been a crucial supply line during the war, and the Battle of Pea Ridge broke out when the Confederate Army closed it off. At some point, McLarty adds, the original inn and tavern at Fitzgerald Station burned down and was likely replaced in the 1870s with the white home that's there now. The whole property will undergo a conservation assessment. Alan Lord is the director of the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History, which is the other key player in the preservation effort.
This condition assessment, which is what we're doing with the grant money, will look at all the structures on the property. It includes some modern houses. It includes a water tank, chicken coops, a pump house, etc. So all those will be gone over.
A portion of the more than $29,000 grant comes from the Arkansas Historic Preservation Program, with a nearly $10,000 match from the city of Springdale. Lord says the assessment will outline preservation and safety priorities based on the structural and functional integrity of the buildings on the property, as well as how much funding the project will ultimately need.
We'll sit down and really have a discussion about what we anticipate could be done. And there are many possibilities. People are have just lots of ideas, some of which will be feasible, some will not. And, of course, we'll have to find the money to do whatever it is that needs to be done. But we want it to be a site as it was way back in the early 1800s, of welcoming to the area, of learning our history and enjoyment.
Lord says the property was a working farm into the 1990s, so it also saw the rise and fall of the local fruit and vegetable industry and the rise of the poultry industry in the area. Those private property owners, she says, could have torn down the home and barn, but they didn't.
We owe it all to the people who've owned the property and kept it up and cared for it. And despite the fact that now it's not in great shape, is no reflection on how good a job those families did while they lived there.
Lord says they also owe it to the Northwest Arkansas Trailblazers, who bought Fitzgerald Station, along with 130 acres of land on Fitzgerald Mountain that is now home to nearly 10 miles of mountain biking and hiking trails. The Trailblazers have deeded Fitzgerald Station to the city of Springdale. So now Lord says they have a real opportunity to preserve the property.
It's our duty to try to preserve it. And so much of our history has slipped away, not just here, but all over the world, for commercial reasons, for a lack of money to preserve, and because sometimes history is just not considered important. So it is important to us. It is important to know, have a sense of place, to know where we came from, to know what happened here. And it gives us a better identity as a people.
Lord says the Shiloh Museum and the city of Springdale have also recently restored and opened the Shiloh Meeting Hall from 1871. They're also working on the preservation of Rabbit Foot Lodge, which was home to J. William Fulbright and his family. And while Lord says it's kind of a happy coincidence that all these preservation efforts are happening right now, they couldn't come at a better time.
This is a time in Northwest Arkansas, obviously, of great growth and development. We're seeing pastures and fields going to development. We're seeing tearing down of buildings and putting up new ones. And this is a time also when it's important to say, yes, new is good, new things are good, but we have to also honor our past.
Lord says the conservation assessment at Fitzgerald Station should be completed by the end of the year. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.
John McLarty says while not every historian would agree, they will likely keep the two modern homes that were built on the Fitzgerald Station property. There are no concrete plans for them just yet, but McLarty says trailhead parking for Fitzgerald Mountain is being constructed next door, so it's possible the homes could be repurposed as facilities for mountain bikers and hikers.